Hi, everybody. So today's date is October 5th, 2015. And this is the Creation Lightship Healing Program. Oh, let's do some clearings for people. We'll clear the date first in case the date's bothering you. Here we go, releasing the energy from those numbers, 10-5-2015. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you have a situation that you may have got presented with that you don't like or something going on, we'll clear that away from you. So think of that one incident. And here we go, clearing that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll energize the light beam. So whatever you have up on your monitor screen, some people have extra monitors, lots of them. So here we go. We're going to energize those for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see if Ann is out there. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and good afternoon or good evening, everyone. Welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. So if you're a new listener, a special welcome to you. And after the show, you'll want to go check that out. There are a lot of free healings there. You will find a lot of relief. If you do them, you will feel freer, happier, more peaceful. I guess the whole goal is for us to feel peaceful and calm while we live here on this planet awaiting ascension. Right, Ron?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. So we'll get right into some of our emails, Ron. And one of the things you suggest to everyone is when they want to be cleared is to start with the emotional healing. And so I want to read this email, and perhaps you could, it would help us talk about why that's so important to do. I was watching videos of the animal kingdom. I see and appreciate the beauty of these creatures, yet I see the death and rebirth of them and the competition and savageness they display towards one another. I was getting very emotionally upset about this. I'm wondering what made the animals behave this way. Did the dark side create nature to be like this?
I would say more than likely, yeah, that's probably true. Although, you know, they still have instinct. But I would assume that there is something going on. Remember, the dark side can come into, you know, your pets and animals with some kind of entity or something in them. And, you know, your best friend, your dog, could bite you one day, you know? And you go, wow, why'd it do that? Well, something creeped into it and made the dog bite you. Or maybe your cat's fine, you know, always purrs and comes on you, then all of a sudden it claws you or something, or even bites you too. So, you know, it's not necessarily the behavior that, you know, the animal's doing because it wanted to do it to you. It just got overtaken by programs. So, yes, very possibly the animals probably were at peace a long time ago. So we'll hope that's correct, okay? You know, everybody says, well, yeah, but, you know, dogs like eating meat. They got sharp teeth, and we have teeth, and, you know, you can take that avenue, too, that it might be a natural occurrence, but maybe initially they didn't have any teeth. Dark side put teeth in them. You never know. So back to you.
I was wondering, since the listener mentioned feeling upset, if we could perhaps do, you know, a sample, a clearing of someone who maybe felt emotional over something to do with an animal or something they saw.
Sure, okay. So think of a situation like that, and we'll just release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Here we go. And what you have to remember is 2,000 years ago, we're on a different basic timeline because ascension happened. And it depends what the earth spirit chooses to bring forth from the past. And let's just say that we all know about dinosaurs, you know, in our lifetime now because they bring up fossils. So let's just say that what would have happened if the Earth Spirit decided not to bring forth dinosaurs, you know, the skeletons, you know, in the last ascension cycle. You'd know nothing about dinosaurs. It wouldn't even be related because, you know, you'd say, what's that, you know? It wouldn't exist. Oh, remember, the Earth Spirit brings forth within each 2,000-year cycle what it chooses to manifest. Oh, that's why people talk about, gee, what happened to these groups of people that kind of have information on them living here, and the people vanish without a sign of them, but we, you know, see their, maybe their pottery or their structures that they built, but there's no bones of people. So they may have left on the ascension process, and maybe even everything else that was connected to them left also. That's the way you kind of have to look at it. So that kind of, you know, puts you more into the sci-fi realm in a sense, but it does give you answers to, you know, what's kind of going on, because it's what the Earth Spirit chooses to manifest. Well, back to you.
Right. So did you say every 8,000 years, Ron?
2,000 years.
I'm sorry?
Every 2,000 years.
Every 2,000 years, so things can change. Interesting.
And what the Earth Spirit wants to rematerialize here and bring forth.
Do you know?
Or hear that used to be here that aren't here anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you know if the things that the scientific community have ascertained about dinosaurs and when they were here and how they lived and et cetera, is it accurate, do you know, for the most part?
That one's a hard one to answer. You first have to look at it. Since we know about timelines, did those timelines ever exist here, and or were they copy and pasted in? And with the copy and paste, did the aliens bring in those life forms here, put them underground? Oh, that's one way to look at it. It's hard to say, you know.
Interesting.
Typically, you know, everybody would say, yes, they did exist because they dug up bones here, and they can do carbon dating or whatever else they do on it and get about the rough time when that particular animal or species or whatever, you know, have lived here. But remember, it's timelines. Oh, that's, in fact, the timelines are used a lot in the scientific community because people who are looking for a answer for their question or, you know, they're doing validation for research, dark side will bring them normally that validation of what they're looking for. Maybe it could be a day ahead of the person looking for something, you know, and they start manifesting the data so that the person can say, yeah, I'm right. I found the answer to this here, and here's my proof, and it's physical proof. This is correct. It's just proof from a timeline that the dark side brought in here. Remember, when you're in the now, none of that exists. You know, the dinosaurs could, you know, you could look at them and see the bones, you know, if you're in the now, but it won't relate to you. Anyway, it gets to be a little interesting. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy from the darkness, is that if you look for something long enough, you will find an answer to it, we'll say. And, you know, is it correct? Very possibly on a timeline, it's 100% correct, but is it real in true light? May not be. So back to you.
Wow, thank you, Ron. So complex. So can you just talk a little bit about, suppose someone or, you know, one of our listeners or many of our listeners are in a field where maybe it's scientific or they're doing research. How can you help them to discern that something might be coming from outside of them versus something that is they're truly finding or learning because they're connected their spirits and their body and their heart-centered?
Well, if they stayed in the moment, they would get more information. So if they kept doing the mind-to-heart drop, the be here now clearings, you know, leave those up, then they could become more spirit integrated. And from there, maybe get answers that would be more factual than what they'd get otherwise. Other than that, it's pretty rough. People have to think, typically, with your mind to figure out something, and you have to do the mind to heart drop and the be here now clearing while typically before it finally sinks into you that there's a different reality out there. Because everybody's used to using the mind. Ancestors use it, so you really don't have any information about being really in the present moment. You have a little bit from maybe spiritual teachings and things, you know, be here now is what I normally say, but, it's just to be, you have to find what it's like yourself to be in the present moment, and it's an effort. You have to do something where your mind will naturally start thinking. Have to get out of that system of darkness, alien control, mind control, collective consciousness, the mind of God or whatever you want to call it out there. You need to get out of that so you don't have that information flooding you. And then you get into source energy. So, and to the people listening who actually have sensed and felt to change when they started doing that, and the information will be a little different than what you're probably getting from, the mass mind, collective consciousness, the matrix, whatever word you want to use there, alien agendas, it's whatever, however you want to look at it. People use different words for it. I would probably venture to say that most scientists and people in religions really aren't going to talk about aliens too much, so they may not think about alien implants and alien programs. They may just think it's from the devil underground someplace, from there, they may not really fully comprehend that they're using their mind in the wrong system. Once they get into judgment on something, then you know that you're definitely there. So as you're trying to figure out something, then you're in judgment of it. And if you get into neutral, into peace, you may have a whole different way of looking at something and maybe have better results. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Ron. That's really helpful. I heard a lecture recently, that's why I asked it, and the person said when their creative inspiration comes, they definitely describe it coming from outside of them, coming to them from outside, and I thought, wow, that's really lucky, because if you're aware that you don't want that, then you'd say, oh, I see that's coming from outside of me, so that's not what I'm going to be interested in learning.
Yep.
Like, of course, that person thought it was great that they were getting messages from, I don't know where they thought it was coming from, but I thought, nope, that's not good. Okay. Of course, you have given us so many healings, a lot of them free, as I said earlier. And a lot of people, I could say almost everyone, you will have some physical responses to these healings. So we have an email about that, Ron. When doing the blue death ray and green mist clearings overnight, I get strange sensations in my heart center when lying in bed. It feels like stuff is leaving. It's hard to describe the feeling in words. And the first time doing the blue-ray clearing, it really jerked my body very strongly. My shoulders also sometimes twitch. I've never had any of these sensations with other clearings. I'm assuming it's a good thing, but then slightly concerned it might be my spirit being stolen via an alien attack, as it's coming from my heart center, or perhaps something not right with my physical heart. Can you see what's happening here, Ron?
Oh, boy. I don't know how to even address that one. That's, man. Guess I probably can't. So.
Well, it's unlikely that she's doing the healings during the night and then being attacked by aliens, right?
Yeah. I would assume so, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I would think. So maybe we could have, hopefully this person is listening, maybe just I don't know, remove entities from our physical heart and then maybe some other heart clearing?
That's a good one. So let's do the, let's release entities, aliens out of your heart. Here we go. I'll freeze them first so they don't run off. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And release a few more of them here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go.
Now, on another show, you did a physical heart clearing, and you did it by quadrant. You know, you did upper right, lower left, upper left. Do you think we could do that again?
Okay. So, yeah, we'll do the first quadrant. We'll just call it number one. So that'll be the we'll do upper left here, I guess. So I'll make a little square box here. So here we go. Number one, upper left. So this will be on your left side. Here we go. We'll just clear away the energies there. So one, oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the next one here, upper right side. Your upper right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do straight down here. Call that number 3. So it'd be the bottom right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do another one here, the last one, the bottom left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That felt really good. So, you know, hopefully that has given that listener some understanding and peace. I know personally I never worry if I have a reaction to the healings. You know, I've sometimes felt very tired. I've fallen asleep. I know people get concerned that they fall asleep during our calls. And it's not because we're boring, right, Ron?
Yeah.
It's because they're feeling that wonderful energy. So someone sent in a question about the dinosaurs, Ron, that we were talking about earlier. So the Earth Spirit created the dinosaurs? Question?
The Earth Spirit, yeah. I know that it created some of those. I can see the energy on them. So I would say that would be correct. I won't say it created all of them. You know, I won't say that it created all the prehistoric animals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I did see ones that it did create. And and it chose to bring forth, you know, in our cycle here, our 2,000-year cycle, the dinosaurs that lived here previously. So it had to get the blueprint of those in order to manifest them. So it brought forth that blueprint to manifest them here when this planet was recreated 2,000 years ago. Maybe there's other things that were far worse than that here. You know, people see them and the movies and kind of get afraid, you know, Jurassic Park or something. Maybe there is something that was awful here, and their spirit decided not to bring it in. Just think if there'd be aliens, that would be worse than what we have now. But no, we don't want to get those here anymore, you know. So, but you never know. What we might have here could be very good, you know, compared to what used to be here. Good for them, you know, not for us, but. You know, that's, well, I'll let you take it from here.
Okay. Okay, here's a recommendation from a listener. Dear Ron, there is a cartoon show called Rick and Morty that perfectly illustrates so many of the things you talk about. timelines, holographic realities. It is a funny show and a little on the crude side, so if crude offends you, would not be for you, but I thought it's something that you might want to share with your listeners.
That's good. So everybody, check out Rick and Morty, huh?
Rick and Morty.
Google them. See where they are. I don't know if they're on Netflix.
Oh, it's on the Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network. There you go, mm-hmm. Everybody. Have some fun.
Yeah. So just this past weekend, Ron, you had the four-hour call on Saturday with the water charging and then a whole 8 hours on Creation Lightship yesterday. And I'll say ahead of time it was fabulous. And we have a testimonial and a thank you for you. Thank you to Ron for an amazing 4- and 8-hour call this past weekend. Ron did a ton of deeply intensive work, and I feel very different. Much more energy and ability to create with inspiration. Getting to go into the master's room on Saturday was profound, and all the timeline crashing on both days, clearing the upside-down timelines and restoring the body to its balanced blueprint was extraordinary. I also wanted to comment on the additional advantage of being on both the weekend and weekly calls, which is being held in source energy for a prolonged period of time. This allows my body and spirit to calibrate to being in the now as my home base. And if I leave the now, it is easier to return. For any listeners who haven't yet experienced the weekend calls and the weekly calls, I highly recommend them. Whatever you can do is a gift to yourself. Many thanks, Ron.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, one yesterday was pretty nice. I like that. Each call is different, so, but anyway, the one yesterday was, did a lot of special clearings and things, so.
Yes, and you keep making us all human on those calls, and that is so empowering. It's wonderful. So I just wanted to comment about a couple of things in that email. This listener actually speaks to what we were talking about before, that she has more energy and the ability to create with inspiration. That's basically just what we were saying before, to be in the now so that you know things are coming from your own heart center and your own spirit, not outside of you. So that's very interesting that your calls are helping people in that matter. And then I was thinking, Ron, it was wonderful how you described the upside-down timelines yesterday, and I was wondering if you could share that with our listeners today.
Yeah, the upside-down timeline. So let's see, what did I say? I remember like as above, so below, I mentioned that. Basically, the underside, just think of below the surface, or like if you had a line going from left to right, okay? So where we are now is on the top, above the line. And what's being manifested is underneath us, below the line, but we don't know what's going on there because we don't have a way to get there. All we see is what's physical. And you may, you know, possibly get some of your psychic information using that word, you know, intuitiveness or whatever, you know, from the darkness. And you might actually see the creation of that starting underneath that line. So that's the upside-down portion. So the upside-down portion is where the manifestation is kind of like the cake mix. On the above the line is where it's already baked and, you know, we're living that. So that's kind of a way to look at it as what's below the line, you want to clear that out because that's the stuff, the programs, the blueprint, whatever word you want to use, that creates something on the surface. Remember, everything happens in the invisible. So what to say, the invisible of darkness of the alien agenda that we're living in is below that line. And that's why when you do clearings, you're clearing out these programs out of you that are activated from underneath that line. Oh, so underneath the line is the darkness programs that's going to be manifested using your spirit energy and you, your physical body, and everyone around you to bring forth that manifestation onto the surface. So in a nutshell, if you do the upside down version, then you have a much better chance of eliminating a situation on the timeline crashing. Oh, back to you.
Okay, and I wanted to also just to go a little further with that. On your free sample healings, which can be found on the upper left side of Ron's website, creationlightship.com, four of them, the satellite timeline crash, well, four of them are timeline crashes, Earth Protect timeline crash, Gray Skies timeline crash, and Environmental Imbalance timeline crash. So should we use this technique of the upside down when we're doing those timeline crashes as well, Ron?
You may want to give it a try to see what happens. I would say yes.
And would we, let's say we're doing a satellite timeline crash, could we write in our name, crash timeline and upside down timeline, all on the same line?
No, you want to first do the regular one. And then from there, you want to do the other one, which would be the
upside down.
That one, yeah, because you want to keep them separate.
Oh, so what about, okay, so run it straight through normally, crash it, and then...
Maybe do 100 of them, maybe do 100 of one, and then 100 of the upside down version.
Okay. See, now on the free ones, it doesn't have the number system like on the purchased timeline crashes. So when we do this, say, the satellite timeline crash, should we be typing in there, crash all timelines consecutively?
You could try that, yeah.
Okay. And then so we run it, it ends, and then we put it in again, same thing but upside down timelines.
Yes, uh-huh.
Got it. Would it work to be running that simultaneously, like two different windows, or not?
Nope. I would run them separately.
Okay. Okay. Well, great. That's terrific. So I don't know if this is psychosomatic on my part, but someone requested a throat clearing, and I feel like my throat is slightly closed up just since we've been talking on the show, Ron. So I'd like to second that with the listener who requested it.
Okay, here we go. So throat energy, getting rid of the critters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Feeling better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. Okay, back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ron. Yes, actually, I feel like my throat cleared out there. So right away, you went to critters. Could we have entities in our throat as well?
Yep, you could. So here we go. 1, 2, releasing those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. So what you may want to do if you felt something is to get on and do the Alien Attack page. I think it's $30 for the month. Down there, $1 a day, basically. So get on and, you know, do a clearing to get rid of critters out of your throat. And you may find other places, too, you may want to release them. So, back to you.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much, Ron. And speaking of the Alien Attack page, I just wanted to talk a minute about, on the website, well, of course, you can find all of your healings on the website by typing in what you need into the search, little search box that you have there. But you also have a lot of healings listed on the left side of the healing of the website. And so there's the Alien Attack page, which has four different sections to the one healing. It's wonderful. And then there are other ones, though, and one that it's kind of related, but we don't really talk about this as its own healing much, poisons, waste, and carcass removal. So can you address that one a little bit for us, Ron?
Yeah, the what you'd want to do is the aliens, once you release them, these critters, these are the invisible little things that crawl around in you. It could be large, but, you know, sometimes they're larger than you are. But basically, they're inside of you, so you have the waste products, poisons that you want to get out of you from them, because they are living in your energetic system. You want to get rid of also, you know, the carcasses. Another way of looking at it, you might say, I don't know, I don't feel anything crawling inside of my body. But you have seen movies, you know, on TV where somebody shows an arm and there's like something moving underneath their skin, up their arm, and they're kind of freaked out. Sometimes they try to find it and they can't, but they do see their skin kind of move with a bump back and forth or different things. And then you got the movie Alien, you know, with that thing coming out of the person's chest. That's a little different, but kind of, you know, got everybody's attention, you know, when that first Aliens program came out. So look at the aliens that, you know, if you're skeptical, then I'll say, well, if you go into a room and there's an odor in there or smell, maybe it's good, maybe it's bad, you know, and you can't see it, right? But you can smell it through your senses, but your senses really don't detect the aliens living inside of you typically. Imagine if you're really sensitive, you could say, yep, I got one now, you know, and from there you may want to get rid of it. But and there are people that can feel the energies inside of their body, and they know that something is kind of walking around, you know. So not to get too many people freaked out or crawling around or doing whatever it's doing, you know, they do exist. And just look at it that way, that, yeah, you can't see, you know, an odor or smell or something, you know, and but it's there, you know, so you don't need to think that it doesn't exist, because, you know, by that, it's very good, much good, you know. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, and then if you could also just go over, because we haven't talked about that in a while, the energetic web coat removal. Like, how would you know if you need that healing, Ron, or do you feel that everyone needs it?
Everybody needs that, and they need the slime clearing too.
Right, okay.
Also, you know, do the black mist and the other ones you put free on the website too.
Right.
So those two clearings are needed.
Right. Oh, you did a lot of removing black mist from us on the call. On Sunday, I noticed. So
pretty heavy.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I hope everyone is getting that we all still need to keep up with that black mist clearing. Apparently, it's not really going away, right, Ron?
Well, you don't know what you have inside of yourself. When people do that clearing, normally they'll see maybe clouds appear, clouds forming, and you're going to see that energy, you know, in a dark-colored cloud. Oh, that's what you need to kind of realize and understand, that when you do a clearing, it can come out of you and or out of the earth and get released. And you're going to see that mysterious shape of a cloud or like spider webs, dark-colored up in the sky, and voila, there it is. So back to you.
Okay. We've gotten in some emails here. Okay. Ron, can you please talk about our ears and if things can get inside of our ears? You've talked before about microphones. Do the aliens do anything else to our ears?
I haven't looked much past the microphone, so I got enough on my plate to look for more crap happening. I'll leave
so
it at that.
Do they put in the microphones to help them hear the same things we're hearing?
Yeah. Now, you got to remember that the aliens have technology to do that, okay? So there may be a alphabetical agency that wants to do it also, and they know how to use alien technologies, so they could be doing it too. Maybe there's let's just say there's a company. What's a good company? A good thing to a country to pick on? I don't know. We'll just say one across the globe here. So you know, whatever that would be, and they have this technology. And I'll just draw this little story out here. Let's just say that you're working for a computer company, and you're the inventor of this special new integrated circuit IC chip for a computer that's really fast, and they get word of it. Well, they could very possibly put a camera in your eye and a microphone in your ear, and they could actually download or get the information that you're physically seeing going to that country, okay? And, you know, that technology exists, so that they can do that. Plus, at the lectures, I brought in the little spy balls that have been used. You know, the old one, to me, looked like the size of a softball. It had cameras on it and microphones, and you could just hover in the room and watch everybody. And the new one is smaller, and this is maybe like 5-year-old stuff that I've seen, and it's the size of a golf ball, and it has more cameras on it, and it can do more things. And I can also, you know, in the expos, bring those into the room, and you know, you can actually see them, almost feel the energy on them. But the old one, you know, is I can't think when it was. I think it may be I'll say between trying to pick it up, maybe middle 70s to maybe the middle 90s or something is when they used that. And the new ones, that's kind of retired, you know. It's old technology, you know. It's older alien technology. So the new one is more up to date, and they probably have something else that's even newer than what we have now, you know. So you have to look at that and say, you know, gee, is something how, you know, and this you can now relate to. You go on like an everyday thing. It's like having a glass of water, you know, or brushing your teeth in the morning. You can go on to Google Maps, and you're looking above, and all of a sudden you can zoom in, and you can only go down so far, okay, where they won't allow you to go any closer. But, you know, you go, well, how can they do that? You know, that's, you know, an average person would think, wow, you know. And so anyway, that's what they can do, and the average person won't even understand it, but they can go on their computer and zoom in on a location, and at least, and now you can see, as they probably bring vehicles in on the streets to take pictures of the different roads and things and houses or wherever they're going. Oh, you know, it's stuff that they're doing. What would be even stranger is if they really didn't have this truck or van or whatever come by with cameras on it to shoot these pictures. They just had some kind of invisible spaceship or something, you know, aircraft or whatever that you couldn't see, but down the streets taking pictures. So anyway, I won't get into that. Is that possible? Yeah, definitely is, you know. So back to you.
Well, yeah, I wonder if we could, if there's some kind of sample you could do to take away, you know, like one of those energies that maybe got us or attached to us in some ways, in some way.
Now, what I'll do is I'll make your left hand real, then I'll do your right hand. So kind of wiggle your hands back and forth a little bit, you know, move your fingers. And I work with your left palm first. So this is how they do the robotic programs on you. So is your hand really your hand, okay? They look like your hand, or a hand, and you think it belongs to you because it's connected to your body. but is it a program? And is it not really you, but a fabrication? So here we go. I'm going to make it real. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Now that should be real. So move your hand. It might feel a little softer, might have more moisture to it. And your forearm, you know, going up to your wrist may look a little different than your hand. You have a lot of light coming off of your hand. And the forearm just looks like a stick, kind of, you know, with skin on it, you know. And let's do your right one now. Here we go. Making that real. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So now you have two real hands. So the same process could, you know, you could look at what else can they do to me and fabricate something. Your guess is as good as mine. And your guess that you come up with is probably correct.
Interesting. Now, are those of us you've been making human, or are we a little more together? Are we still getting, fake parts and all that, or is it a little clearer for us?
Well, everybody gets fake parts. Remember, that's why I do on the calls, I make you real. So, you know, if you haven't come on the $20 calls that I have weekly in the weekdays here, then you don't know what it's like to be real. So that's a challenge for you, to spend $20 to get on a call to see what it's like to be a human. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in, "Oh my, I did the black mist clearing last night into this afternoon. I was looking out of the window before the show, and the sky is full of black clouds. There is one in particular that's really huge and weird looking. I looked online to see if anyone has reported seeing these strange looking clouds, but I guess not. So do you think that has something to do with this person running the black mist? Like it's, they're getting, you know, the black mist is going up into the sky?
Yeah. It would be being released, slash being spotted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, I think I'm remembering that since you've given us that, a few people have written in and said, you know, it like kind of has been leaving them in a cloud-like formation. So that's very interesting. Thank you, listener. And I wonder if people, it seems like people see more associated with that black mist than the green goo clearing, which is, I think, a mist and a goo.
That would be correct, yes.
Yeah, and the, but the green mist is a good one, or green goo, whatever it is good for us to keep doing that too, right, Ron?
Just keep doing them, you're going to feel better.
Great. And these three healings aren't really associated with the colors, right? Like, in other words, the color green, the color blue, and the color black, you know, are separate things than these mist and goo things that are going on, right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in, you know, unfortunately, we are living with alien beings, and this listener knows that, and he says, it seems helpful when I think that people may be zombies with zombie programs that don't understand anything except their own programs.
Yeah, that's probably correct, yeah. And once you finally understand that, okay, normally people think, oh, man, that guy's a jerk or idiot or whatever, or how can they do that? You know, everybody has their own way of communicating and thinking on somebody who does something that isn't the way it's supposed to be, or, you know, why did the person run a red light and hit my car? You know, something like that. Well, what actually is happening? Well, who are they? What are they? And do they just get dropped in, you know? And do they know how to live here? So that's the way you have to look at it. And once you understand more of what's going on, and you go, wow, is this what they're really doing? I thought I was really kind of far out there thinking that these things don't exist, or, you know, why do I feel alone? Why am I kind of like looking at people and I don't want to get next to them? why do I want to be a homebody? I don't want to live here any longer. Kind of like, you know, where's the out button, you know, delete button. I want to get out of here. You know, why do people not respond and act the way they used to 5 years ago? So all these things are things that people kind of realize unless they get overtaken. So once you start realizing that, yeah, this is what's out there, this is where you're living now, and you can go, wow, yeah, now I can finally understand what's happening to the human race. It's not here, and I'm living with all these zombies. Remember, look at those movies that are coming out. You know, they're all, you know, about aliens typically, and, you know, situations and stuff. Even that one Tom Cruise movie where they had a program running them. I forgot what it's called, but I think it was about a year old, you know, where he was out doing stuff like reconnaissance or something like that. You probably know what it is. You've probably all seen it. So, you know, all that stuff is, you know, why did that movie come out? It wasn't probably, you know, I don't know if the clones could relate to it or not, but humans definitely could. Oh, so, you know, they're trying to tell things. So it's everything is strange here. We're in a strange strange place, unfortunately, because it used to be better. And remember, you're dealing with clones now, so it's a whole different complete planet operating system. And we got another one coming in. You know, just think of what's going to happen in 2016, and, you know, when the time changes. In fact, if this is the only show that you're listening to on BBS, what I would do is take your calendar, and more than likely what you want to try to do is not get involved with the major shift on January 1st. You know, when, you know, the previous, you know, midnight from December to January. You may want to, like, hold that timeline maybe in December and try to hold that date in your consciousness for a couple of days, because normally it takes a couple of days for that timeline that's brand new to sink in, and you may have a much better way of dealing with the new timeline, because remember, it's brand new and things are happening and maybe not all the bugs are out of it. You know, people say, yeah, you know, like on your computer, I guess you have Windows 10 now. They go, oh, I don't know if I want to get Windows 10 right now because it's brand new. We'll let them work the bugs out of it for a while. Then we'll maybe get Windows 10 maybe in 6 months or something. But, you know, that's the way some people, you know, look at the different programs, and that's a program working with your computer. And then you can say, well, what's in that program of Windows 10? You know, when you're looking at your screen, who's looking at you? You know, maybe, you know, I won't go too far with this here, but anyway, maybe you say, you know, I like having old Windows 95. I can't get anything for it. It's not supported, but more that thing, even though it wasn't as good as the new ones, you know, 95 doesn't track me or anything. You know, I can look at the screen and it works, and, you know, anyway, I won't go into all that stuff. I'm just making that up, but it could be true. Oh, well, anyway, back to you.
Yeah, it sure could be, Ron. So there's a couple things I wanted to ask you about, but are you saying that, let's say it's December 27th of this year, are you saying to kind of keep the energy of December 27th until it's, say, January 2nd?
Something like that. Yeah, that's what I would try to do if you can. Maybe don't watch the New Year stuff, number one, because that will definitely put you onto the timeline as you're counting down the minutes for the new year, okay? And so I would not recommend doing that because you're being hooked into a program. And I don't want you to get paranoid over this here, but remember, that's when the new programs come in, once a year. And then also you have leap year and stuff, you know, when that changes. But aside from that, just try to stay on the timeline of that last year until it solidifies. And then you can go on to it and probably not feel, you know, like you've been, you know, put through a knot hole backwards. I think we had people doing that on, you know, when they changed the clocks around, daylight savings time, and moving it, you know, ahead or behind, just holding that day of the day before. And the next day when it was changed was very peaceful because they didn't get connected to that old timeline. In fact, what I'll do, let's see, we got a little bit of time. What I'll do, I'll take last year, okay? And so since we can go back in time, I'll put you at 1 minute before the time changed, going into 2015. So I'm going to bring that energy forward now, or from back then to now. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So now we're on that timeline. You may have felt your whole room shift. Maybe it looks a little different to you. So now you're living a minute before the timeline changed, okay, into 2015. So kind of feel the energy. And don't know how it's going to feel to you. And now we're going to go 1 minute after the timeline changed. So we're going to move it ahead 2 minutes. So here we go. Now we're going into 2015, 1 minute after 2015 arrived. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, how does that feel? Did you feel the shift in energies there from the two different times? Remember, it's a different timeline. We'll see if we get any comments. You might even comment on CLS questions at Yahoo, you know, after the program here. So there we are. Remember, we can always go back in time, but we can't go forward. So it's not created yet.
Okay, Ron. Well, that was very interesting. Yeah, I definitely felt like the light changed in the room I'm in.
Oh, I got another suggestion here.
Okay.
I think we got about 3 minutes left. So what you could do, people always talk about money, okay? And so that's what we use here for exchange. So money's a big deal. So let's just say that you're one of those unfortunate people that lost money in the stock market or whatever, you know? And I'm sure there's people listening who goes, yep, I did, you know? Or they lost whatever from the stock market or stocks changing, okay? So let's go back onto that timeline when, you know, you woke up the morning and you had, you know, your stocks and they were worth something, okay? And maybe the next day they, like, went flat. So here we go. I'm going to take you back to that time, and this could also be something else in your life. You know, maybe you bought something that you shouldn't have bought, and now you're regretting it, you know. But anyway, here we go. Going back to that time frame. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So now you have what you had back then. I want you to hang on to this energy. I'm not going to bring you into where you are now, but I need you to, if you want to change something, this is what you want to do, and this will last for maybe 10 minutes here. But what you want to do now, since you know how it feels, this is how you probably want to work with the psychic billboard clearing, because now you know what it feels like to have money. Now, you know, the next day, we'll say hypothetically, is when you lost your money. And so that's where you're living now, maybe for the last year, 2 years, or whatever, you know. So this is where you want to be. So this is your reality that you want to live in. That's what I'm trying to say. And where you are now might be worse. Maybe you had a good job, you know, using that. So you want to go back into that timeline to bring it to you. So just know the way it feels here. And that's how you want to own that reality. Otherwise, you may not think that you can ever get money again, and you know you're poor you and all the sad stories that go along with it. So you want to get into that, you want to get out of that old storyline that you've been living, and go back to the one that you had your wealth, we'll say, or whatever, and then put that on your psychic billboard. This is where you want to be. You want to be, you know, whatever date that was, to bring forth that energy over again. Otherwise, you're just bringing forth, you know, your self-fulfilling prophecy of losing money or something. So I guess it's that time. So if you want to send a picture to us on an email, and it costs $100, so you can go to PayPal donations and do that, and we'll put your picture in the light chamber if you want to be in there for Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the expo that we're going to in New York. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop. And you're going to command your spirit out loud and take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. Okay, thank you all. We'll see you later. Blessings.
Thank you, Ron. Bye, all.